This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
And we're back for 2013, Brownie, and good to see that someone else joins the show back again. Tom Lowry,
yay! Welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
There's a round of applause. Well done. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, 2013.
I know, right? How's it been so far?
Oh, pretty good, actually. I've been on holidays for about 2 weeks, so it's been fantastic.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Went to Thailand.
Hey.
Wow, hello.
What's with all of us going overseas this year?
Now, you've brought us back gifts.
I had to. I mean, of course, it's Thailand, so they weren't terribly expensive. I thought, I can be generous. I can afford it now.
Thank you. Excellent. Well, all right.
Well done. Living like a king.
Gift-giving, all right.
Here we go.
Do we close our eyes?
Who wants to go first?
Go, Brownie.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, my eyes are closed.
Close your eyes.
Brownie, I think I know you well, and I think this is appropriate. I know it's something you'll love and treasure forever.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's a new beer singlet. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that. I love singlets. And
that's gorgeous.
Like, what's this? The Chang one.
Yeah.
Chang beer.
Chang
beer's
good.
Much like the one my ex-girlfriend got me when she went over there. So now I've got two. Yay.
Thanks for reminding
him
of that.
Thanks, Larry.
That'll be covered in tears by the end of the show. All right. Shall I close my eyes?
Go for it, Chris.
All right.
Okay, you're reaching
Chris,
in your bag.
I've noticed you're about 30 now, aren't you? You're starting to age just a little bit.
Yeah.
You're joining the fabulous legion.
You've got me one of those do-it-yourself wheel kits, haven't you?
No, I've noticed in the past few days the hairline has been receding a little, so I thought a new cap may be in order.
Oh, thank you. Oh, beautiful.
And
polo.
It's a polo one, not a real one, but you know, it'll do.
It's close enough. Well done.
It's a step up from Rivers, at least.
And nice to see that picturesque glass house that you're throwing stones from. Your life, Brownie, is like a movie. That movie is Good Luck Chuck.
That's right. At the moment, across the holidays at a bee, I found out that one of my exes got engaged. A big congratulations to her. Well done. To the guy that she started dating after me. Now, the funny thing about this is there's a little bit of a catch. She's the third ex-girlfriend of mine to get engaged to the next guy she started dating after
just
me.
Just after you.
Just like the movie Good Luck Chuck. So essentially, I am Good Luck Brown.
There you go. Good Luck Brown.
There you go. See? Very similar to the plot of that movie. If you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend it. Hilarious.
Gotta say thank you to Claire, who called up before to tell us her movies, like
What's Your Number? Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie where the girl tries to go back through her phone, her old boyfriend, to try and see if they can rekindle that relationship.
I've been trying to figure out what my life is like, which
yeah,
movie
I'd love
it's
to
like.
Know about this, okay?
Best I could come up with is Boogie Nights. That's pretty much me. Pretty much me in
a nutshell. Yeah, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Because you're...
I'm aging the other way. I'm getting younger as I get older.
But you're getting taller. Okay,
yeah.
So you're going to be a big, massive baby by the time you're 80.
You're going to be a unit.
Okay.
Just a huge... Yeah, that's
okay,
me.
Excellent.
I'm looking younger since I got back from holidays.
I was
going
to say, you know what? You've done something to your face. I don't know what it is. Moisturizing cream? Or you're growing a beard? Maybe that could be...
I haven't shaved, but that's just lazy.
But I like it, though. You should grow a beard. Beards are great.
Oh, thanks, honey.
It makes you look younger.
We should do a little competition called Beardageddon.
Beard off.
Yeah, just like try and
grow the biggest beard.
Biggest beard.
I'm
going to
win, though. You know that.
And the only other things I've got is Crying Game and Mr. Bean. On the back of the fact that Monopoly's replacing a piece from the board, we're asking today, what else needs replacing in your life? I think there's more things. Let's just broaden our look this morning. Even though we can get rid of pieces on the Monopoly board, what else do you think needs replacing in your life? Can we broaden it out to that?
Yeah, let's do that. Like, when you think about your everyday life, there might be some aspects of it where you think, you know what, I could replace that with something else.
With something else.
With a brand new model.
Is it something you want to replace?
There is something I really want to replace. I'm missing a hole in my life, all right?
Okay, what's her
now,
name?
No. Here's the thing. Growing up, I'd always have a pet, like a cat, pet cat or a pet dog.
Oh,
you know, along the lines of that.
That's the companion.
That's the thing. I moved out of home when I was into the year 2006. And since that point in time, 7 years, I've gone without having a pet. So I kind of feel like that's the void that's missing in my life. That's what I need to replace. I need to replace this empty space beside me with a cat or a dog.
Which do you prefer? You a C or a D?
Here's the thing. We had lots of cats and we had lots of dogs too. But I think it all came down to...
Were you one of
let's not go into that.
Were you one of those families we saw on A Current Affair?
No. And it wasn't like a crazy cat lady type story.
RSPCA
turns
up as well?
No, it wasn't like that. No. Here's the thing. Dogs are always loyal, but I see pictures that my mates are posting up of cats, and I'm like, you know what? I just really want a cat.
Because you haven't had pets in years.
Seven years. That's the thing. Like, I've grown up, like, with pets my whole entire life, and then to not have one, all of a sudden it's weird. Like, I've realised, like, that's what makes me me.
You need
I need to have a pet.
Dr. Doolittle.
Or a girlfriend.
That's
something
right.
Like that.
All right, cool.
Either will do.
We're all trying to help you, buddy. We're all trying to help you.
What about you before we move on? Oh, if you could replace something in your life.
We're running out of time, but can we replace greetings on the phone?
What do you mean? Like, hello?
Takes up too much time. Hi, how are you? Hey, what's doing? Blah, blah, blah.
How's your life?
Just cut to the point. Just get to the chase.
So someone calls you up and goes, Chris, I need you to do this. Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet, bye.
Boom.
You'd be happy with
done.
That?
Sorry, get rid of them.
Okay. Right.
I'm all about
forming
great
relationships. You're not a very sociable person, I can tell.
That's been established. Anyone from Monopoly?
Have you ever lent clothes out to anyone in the past?
Well, the circus came to town once. They needed a tent. No, I can't say that I really...
Well, have you borrowed a T-shirt of someone in the past? You know, you've ended up at a party and needed to borrow a shirt the next day, something like that.
All right, here's a revealing story for you.
Okay.
As a kid, let's go back years and years ago.
Okay.
Went over to a friend's house, and she had a swimming pool, right? And there's a whole lot of us there. They all brought their swimmers and, like, forgot to tell me that they were going swimming.
That's what they were doing. I just went over there to go play around.
I didn't have swimmers.
Right, okay.
So her mum goes inside and goes, don't worry, I'll get you some swimmers. Comes back, brings me some Speedos. And she goes, are these going to be okay? And I looked at myself and I went, I don't think so. I really, no. If there's something else, can
right,
I?
Okay, yeah.
So,
was it like her brother's or her dad's that you were going to buy?
I
don't know, just a spare pair of Speedos lying around the house.
I have a feeling it was her dad's.
Right, okay, there you go.
I was a fat little kid as well.
Right,
so
okay.
That's weird,
yeah,
right?
It is a little weird. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. The rules when it comes to borrowing stuff for me, it's like if you want to borrow my shirt, my jeans, my shorts, it's okay as long as you wash it. But you draw the line at underwear. Like you don't, if anyone comes to you and goes, look, I need to borrow a pair of boxer shorts before we go out tonight. No, just go without. You can't borrow my underwear.
There is a certain feeling that if they're not smart enough to take care of their own underpants and have a pair on them,
that's right. Then why should
I'm not confident.
Yours?
I'm not
that's
confident.
Right.
They're going to look after mine.
So I think that when it comes to, you know, sharing clothes out and stuff like that, you need to have certain rules. Mm. Mine is if you want to borrow my stuff, you need to return it washed.
Washed. I don't borrow clothing from friends anymore.
Okay.
I mean,
what do you mean anymore?
Well, because a lot of them are angry at just how far I've stretched.
Like, oh, yeah, because if shirt, you're a little bit bigger than what your friends
neck,
are, you'll
like,
stretch them a bit.
Like the head, the neck hole of the shirt comes back and it's all like
stretched. Well, in some cases like that, like for future friends of Chris, you just need to buy yourself some extra clothing that you can borrow just in case, which is a size a little bit bigger. Chris is coming over here, borrow this shirt. I'm sorry. I just realised what I was saying when I started saying it.
Listen, if I didn't have my hands full of pizza, I would come over there.
105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.